Legislators today encourage South Central residents to have a say in their future energy needs. Seven members of the State House and Senate said ConocoPhillips needs to assure a local supply of natural gas for the region before getting an extension of its export license. ConocoPhillips and Marathon Oil have applied for a new permit to extend the time allowed to ship 98 billion cubic feet of gas under a permit granted in 2008. About 40 billion cubic feet remain. While not opposed the export permit, pointing to its value to the state and region, Anchorage Democrat Bill Willikowski said Alaska needs to make certain it takes care of its own before shipping more gas to Japan.
Without more gas, ENSTAR could be forced to terminate services of some of its customers. ENSTAR has been trying to secure gas contracts for the next 3 years. They, however, have not been fully successful. Requests for bids have been sent out. Requests were sent to ConocoPhillips. ConocoPhillips declined on multiple occasions to sell gas to ENSTAR.
ENSTAR is Anchorage's local natural gas utility. Under federal law, local needs must be met before export is allowed, and Willikowski predicts that after shortages in 2011 and 12, more than a third of the region's needs will be unmet in 2013. Natalie Lohman with ConocoPhillips says as long as the LNG plant is in operation, the company will continue to meet local needs.
Last year, we signed a 7-year gas supply contract with Chugach Electric, and we have an existing contract with ENSTAR. So we are continuing to deliver on our commitments and are working with ENSTAR now on options to address any additional unmet gas needs.
The application ConocoPhillips has filed with the U.S. Department of Energy says the new permit will not provide more gas for export than was allowed under the current permit. The company also promises to provide a backup supply for local needs. Without the permit, there is a risk the company would cut off year-round production because of market conditions, making the export permit the key to actual expansion of supply and future energy security. Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker sponsored the Cook Inlet Recovery Act that was signed into law following this year's session. He says he recognizes the potential supply problem, but says the export license is critical to avoiding a region-wide failure. Hawker says the wells generate excess gas when they're not meeting peak demand.
So what do you do with that excess in those hot summer days? The choice is either to, you know, flare it off in the inlet and waste it, put it into some kind of storage capacity for winter, which we don't have at this time, or export it. So for the last 60 years, the exporting of gas has been the activity that has kept gas both available and affordable in this community.
The U.S. Energy Department will accept public comments on the export permit until August 1st.